Yes, sir, that will be repairing his certificate of patient hall and actual LLAND Sheridan SHERIDAN, date of birth 10/10/1950, place Autumn Lake Healthcare at Arlington West. We have data service 11/3/2023. History of present illness. So this is a 73-year-old male. Increase of initial history and physical evaluation. Patient new transfer of care to my service. Patient is lying on the bed. Patient has multiple medical problems. Including TVA, expressive aphasia, advanced dementia, mood disorder, schizophrenia.
Okay.
And at present, when I saw him, he's lying on the bed, he's not answering any questions. No fever, no chills, no nausea, no vomiting. Past medical history, PVA, next line, aspiration pneumonia, next line, dysphagia, next line, colitis, next line, AKL, CKD, next line, advanced dementia, hypertension, coronary artery disease, type of heart disease, schizophrenia, questionable with mood disorder, surgical history, history of G2 placement, family situation, couldn't tell, allergy, not known. Social history, no smoking, no alcohol, no drugs. Current medications. Ammonium lactate, 12% lotion. To the skin twice a day. Miralax 17 gram daily for constipation. Amlodipine 10 milligram daily. Vitamin B 100 mg daily. Lactulose 30 ml daily. Calandine 0.1 milligram. Daily. Aspirin 81 milligram daily. Sana/Dacuzate, 2 tablets twice a day, Dulcolax positive, PRN, sub-hour regimen, Pepcid, 1 tablet daily, Plavix, 25 mg daily, Tylenol XSS, 500 mg, 2 tablets, 3 times a day. All medications via G-tube. No system, no headaches, no nausea, no vomiting. Patient is lying on the bed. Details of the system is unable to obtain because patient is confused. Then they're not communicating. He's not answering any questions. On examination, physical exam, patient is awake, lying on the bed. He has excessive aphasia, no acute distress, blood pressure 137 over 90, pulse 86, temperature 97% Fahrenheit, respiration 20 per minute, pulse of 97%, blood sugar 144, body weight 174 pounds, head 8 metanomophilic, eyes anectaric, no ear and is a discharge. Neck supple, no GD, chest, no tender, lungs. Bilateral on the bases, heart, FNS2, abdomen is soft, non-tender, boxman positive. no rebound, no rigidity. Now, G-tube in place. Extremity is chronic. Skin changes, dark skin in the feet, in the toes, in the skin excoriation, both legs. Patient has significant dementia, is not communicating well after the stroke. He's and the chronic skin excoriation, neuro is awake, forgetful, confused, and disoriented, does not follow the command. Patient does have a previously skin wound, and that has been followed by wound team. Currently, they are healing, but he does have bilateral skin excoriation still present. He was seen by the wound team already. Local skin care was advised along with a nutritional supplement. Laboratory data, recent Doppler study done. Lower extremity right side, he has a more than 80% stenosis, proximal tibial artery. Left, evidence of 50 to 80% stenosis, anterior tibial artery. He has a known peripheral vascular disease. And he's being followed by vascular. He was evaluated by them on October 7th. Recent BUN17 creatinine 1.07, CO2 27, glucose 77, potassium 4.0, sodium 142, W-scon 3.7, hemoglobin 12.8, hematocrit 41.0, platelet count 248. Assessment, patient has been admitted. The nurse in rehab for continuation of his medical care. Patient with multiple medical problems. Auditory dysfunction. Extensive CVA, next line advanced dementia, next line auditory dysfunction, next line questionable history of mood disorder versus schizophrenia. Next one, peripheral vascular disease. Next one, coronary artery disease. Next one, expressive aphasia. Next one, hypertension. Bilateral extremity skin excoriation. history of AKI with recovery, history of G2 placement, plan of care, patient will be continued on his current medications. Will monitor blood pressure closely. Will follow recommendations from the vascular. He was seen by vascular on October the 7th. Care plan discussed with the nursing staff. No other issue reported today.